Well, we're going to go ahead and open in prayer, okay? And then we're going to get started, okay? Lord, thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this class. Thank you, Lord, for this time to gather together. Thank you, Lord, we just come with grateful hearts. Grateful hearts of thanksgiving and expectancy. For all the great things, Lord, that you have in store for us and that you have already given to us. So right now for this class, Lord, let the word of God sink deep into our hearts. Lord, that it is so real, Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus, that our minds are in agreement with what our heart is telling us. And we're in agreement with what this word is telling us. And we walk in victory. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Well, if you would you turn to 2 Peter? We're going to be reading in 2 Peter chapter 1 today. Okay? And what we're going to be talking about is the divine nature of God and that divine nature that is within us. Can anybody give me a definition of what nature? Just if I say nature, what does that mean to you?
Grass and trees and flowers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? What is, if I say nature, what do you think of? And I know the first thing we're going to think of is all of that out there. Mm-hmm. But when the definition of nature is just what is natural, that's what it means. It's what's natural. Those trees and those grass, they all have a natural function in what they do. They produce after their own kind, right? Animals have a natural function in the way that they behave and the way that they produce. So do we as humans. But we're created in the image of God. So that natural part of us, when we are born again, brings forth the same as God. That's the natural. The acting naturally is what I'm calling this. Act naturally. Okay? Does anybody, and I just a little side note, I thought it was a little funny when I was going through this. A song came to me, and it's not a Christian song at all by far, but who remember, you all remember Hee Haw, and you remember Buck Owens, right? Yes, my mom knows it. There you go. He used to sing, "All I Gotta Do Is Act Naturally." You know, it was a depressing song, but this came to me, "Act Naturally." When we look at who we are in this Word of God, we can act after what it says, and we can act naturally according to what the Word of God says. Okay? Amen. So let's go to 2 Peter. I'm sure you're there. Chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4. So it says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained, we possess it, to those who have obtained, like precious faith, which is the same value of faith that Peter, that John and James and Paul possessed. We possess that. The same value, the same measure of faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power, the God power, okay? This is that miracle working power, his divine power, God's miracle working power, has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you might be partakers, have a part with, fellowship with, you're a companion with, partakers of the divine nature. God's natural ability, God's natural, his nature, who he is, we are partakers with, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we are partakers of his divine nature. Now, I want to just look at a couple things here, because it says that we are, because of his divine power, we become partakers of his divine nature. His power is within us. His power, his Holy Spirit power, is a part of us already, because he drew us to him. We gave our lives to him. We were forgiven of our sin. And what happened? We received the Spirit of God. And when we are even baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's even another step. But simply because we are born again, we have inherited his divine nature. It's already within us. Is there any comments? I mean, I think about that, and it's like, it's almost like Andrew Womack says, it's too good to be true. How can that be? You mean even when I made that mistake yesterday? I'm not saying I made a mistake yesterday, but you know what I mean. But I probably did. And I'll probably make another one today, right? You know, even when I had that bad thought, or that fear and that doubt might have wanted to come in. In the past, maybe with some people, we would have thought, oh man, when am I ever going to get this? I failed. You never lose what God has put within you. His divine nature is there within us. We are partakers. Partakers means we have fellowship with him. We have fellowship with him. We are a companion or a partner with God. So, looking back, do you think that Adam and Eve partook of God's divine nature? I would think they did. They were created in his image. God breathed into them, right? And they became a living human being. They were partakers with who he was. They walked with him in the cool of the evening. But something happened. They listened to another voice. Darkness came in and put out that light of God that was within them. They went from life to death, right? But until that, they were partakers in his divine nature. But God did something for us that he would bring us back into fellowship with him once again. So how do we partake in God's divine nature? And this is going to lead to how we receive our healing and how we receive and walk in the goodness of God. Because it says through these precious promises, he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Life is his life. It's that God life. It's that Zoe life. We know that word Zoe. It's that God kind of life. That kind of life that is full of vim and vigor, and where it's just, it proceeds. It works within us, and that godliness really is like the holiness of God. He said, be holy as I'm holy. Lord, I'm not holy. What does holy mean?
Set apart for God.
Set apart. You're separated for him. That's really what it is. We are set apart for God, for him to work through us and use us, and for us to receive all that he is within us already, and then to see it manifest. Okay, so how do we become partakers? 1 Peter 1:23 says, 1 Peter 1:23, when Jesus talked to Nicodemus, remember Nicodemus came in the night, he says, Lord, we know that you're a teacher sent from God. You have to be, because nobody else can do these great signs and wonders unless they're sent from God. They noticed that Jesus was doing something. What are those great signs and wonders that Jesus was doing? Who can tell me? Gail.
He healed the blind, unstopped deaf ears, set the captives free.
Yeah.
Brought people back to life.
He sure did. He went preaching the gospel of the kingdom, preaching and healing and expounding the truth. delivering people from demons, raising the dead, these great miraculous works is what everybody took notice of. And even Nicodemus says, we know that you're sent from God. Otherwise, these things could not happen. But and what was Jesus' answer? You must be born again. This right here is the way that we ourselves can perform these, and I don't, perform's not a good word. That's really the wrong word, but just manifest these same works that Jesus did. We gotta be born again. He said, you must be born again. So 1 Peter 1:23 says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, or that perishes, that decays, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So we're born again of an incorruptible seed. It's the seed of God or the word of God that we receive, and we become born again. We become a brand new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is how we become partakers of his divine nature. We are born again from above by the Spirit, not in the natural like we think, but we're born and made brand new, like a brand new creation. We become absolutely brand new, like an innocent baby. We are partakers of his righteousness, which means, yes, we are in right standing. That is, ultimately, that's what it means. But it also means you've been forgiven. You're innocent now. It's as if you never sinned.
Yes, amen.
Is what righteousness is. You have been justified from all of your past works. And you have been made new in the presence of God Almighty, and he welcomes you into his family. But it goes even farther than that, okay? John 14, verse 23. John 14, verse 23. This is how we become partakers of his divine nature. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. They come and they dwell right within us. We become the home of Almighty God. We become the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Father dwells within us. Jesus himself, he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That is one of his great and precious promises where we can become partakers of the divine nature. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. This is our new natural.
Yes.
This is how we act naturally, by what is within us already. We're not looking at the darkness that we walked in before. We're not looking at the fear and the doubt or what the world says, what the doctor might have said. Jesus healed the sick. He raised the dead. Dan?
Yeah, Joanne, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Jesus Christ, don't you know Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates?
He is in you.
Yeah.
We are his hands extended, aren't we?
Amen.
He's not walking in the physical as they would have seen him 2,000 years ago, but he is still walking in our physical, and we are his hands extended. So when we get our minds renewed by this word and we have an understanding of who Jesus is within me, it's not me, it's not you. But when we lay hands on the sick, it's not me doing it. It's not you doing it. It's the Lord God himself, the power of his Spirit. It's the authority that he has given us within us, that he touches people through us. Isaiah, it just reminds me, Isaiah, when Isaiah looked, you know, before the Lord, he says, I looked for a man and I found none. Isaiah says, Lord, send me. I'll go. And we should all be willing to say that, Lord, send me. Let me pray for somebody. Let me go and lead somebody to you. Volunteers, can we go and preach the good news of the gospel? Because that's what Jesus did. He preached the kingdom of God. We've entered a new kingdom. It's the kingdom where Jesus Christ is the king. It's not the kingdom of this world, of lack, of doubt, of darkness, of coronavirus. It's the kingdom of God, which is perfect, and it's clean, and it's pure, and everyone is healed. If we receive God's divine nature, I want you to think about who God is and what he is and what he represents. Is he sick? Is he full of fear? So if he's not, we're supposed to walk in who he is. That's our new natural. So we need to act naturally, right? We need to act naturally. That's what nature is. It's acting naturally according to what you have been created to do. Okay? I'm going to go to Acts 10:38. Familiar verse. Everybody's going to know this verse, Acts 10:38. Because the disciples are going out and they're preaching the good news of the gospel. They're laying hands on the sick and they're seeing people recover. But Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Oppressed by the devil means there's a control that's there. But God, Jesus went about doing good. When you think about the word good, there's a definition about this long. It means, and every part of that definition would fit the word good. But when you break it down into simplest terms, it's functioning perfectly in the purpose for which it was created. When God said he created in back in Genesis, and he says, and he looked and he says, and it was good, it's functioning perfectly in its purpose. There's nothing more that can be added to it. There's nothing more that I could, there's no lack. I can't say, well, I'm going to add this to day one or add this to day two. Everything was perfect and complete. And when we are walking in the way of the Lord, when we are born again, we are perfect and entire. We are lacking nothing. We already possess it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 says, Colossians 2, 9 and 10 says, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, or in a bodily form, and you are complete in him. Nothing more can be added. You already have everything you need. We just need to have our minds renewed to receive it and to have understanding of it. Good morning. Come on in. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In this bodily form, in Jesus, dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead. And you are complete in him. We are all complete already because we have been born again by the Spirit of God. He dwells within us. Remember, Father and Son, Holy Spirit, he says, I will come and take up my abode. We will dwell within you. We are complete in this bodily, in this body already. I mean, just think about that. Do we have an agreement on that?
Yes. Amen.
Suzanne, did you have a question? Or were you just saying amen? She's just waving amen. Okay. All right. Amen. I agree with that. It's like, can I get a witness? Yes. Amen. Amen. So let's take a look at the divine nature in action. The natural way of God in action within us. Matthew chapter 4. We already kind of alluded to this, but let's go back and read it. Matthew chapter 4. You know, nothing's impossible with God. Sometimes we think, well, you know, this has just been my state of being all of my life. I've just felt this way, or I've done this, or, you know, my DNA says I've inherited this. But really, our inheritance is from above. Amen. We have been, remember, from one kingdom. We have been transformed in the kingdom of the Son of God. Amen. The dear Son, the beloved Son. We have been translated into His kingdom now. Amen. So His DNA is our inheritance. Yes. It's His blood that has made us whole and set us free. And it says the life is in the blood, right? Yes. The life is in the blood. And Jesus said, partake of this. This is my blood of the new covenant. You take this. This is for you. And it's full of His life. It's that Zoe life. It's that God life that we can walk in freedom. Not only is it for our physical bodies, but it's for our minds. That we don't have to think those the same way in fear and in doubt and in loss and in lack and I can't and that just looks impossible. Jesus says with man it is, but with God nothing's impossible. So we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And how do we get transformed by the renewing of our minds?
In the Word.
We read this and we believe it. Does that really say that, Lord? You mean I can really have that? I can really walk in that? I can really do that? He said, you go do the same things that I did. Really? Raise the dead? Raise the sick sometimes too, right? Raise up out of that bed of affliction. All right, the divine nature in action. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. It says in Matthew chapter 4, 23 and 24, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. This is the good news of the kingdom of God that's come to the earth now. That's what preaching the gospel of the kingdom is. His good news of the kingdom of God in this earth that he represented and now we represent. And healing all kinds of sickness. He wasn't limited. There wasn't one that was too difficult for him to do. All kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria. They brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases. But we got diseases now that they might not have had then. You know, I don't know. Is that possible? All kinds. It all stems from the source of sin and darkness. Brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. He didn't just give them a good encouraging word. He healed them. He restored them. He restored their life back to them again. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. I promise that if you're out touching somebody and someone else sees it, they're going to say, what just happened there? And they're going to be drawn to that. People are going to be drawn to you. When we let go and release this divine nature that we have within us, people will be drawn because they need hope. And they're going to see, I don't have to live like this anymore. Can I have that too? It's just that God loves them. That really is the main issue. This is all about God's love. God's love for His creation. His creation was lost. Darkness came in, sin came in, but Jesus came to restore. and to bring back into fellowship that we can be partakers with him again. He's renewed us. He's strengthened us. He's helped us that we also can do those same works that he did. Let's just look a little bit farther into this divine nature in action. Go to Acts chapter 3. And we're not going to read all of this. But you know what happened in Acts chapter 3? Peter and John. Peter and John were out preaching. They're in the temple at the time of prayer. And they see this lame man that has been there really from his mother's womb. And if you read a little bit later, you find out he was over 40 years old. He's been this way all of his life. This is not a young child. This is a man who's never been able to walk. He's probably always been a beggar. We don't know if he had a family. It doesn't say that. But if he did have a family, he was not able to properly provide for them. He didn't have that Zoe God kind of life. He lived in lack and he lived in sickness. And so Peter and John, seeing him, they go up to him. This man is asking alms of them. He's got his cup. He's asking alms. That's the way he survives. But in verse 4, it says, "And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, 'Look at us.'" I want you to change your focus. Yeah. Change your focus. Get your eyes off of this lack. Get your eyes off of this sickness and this disease. Look at us. They knew what they possessed already. They knew what they possessed. Look at us. It wasn't a matter of, "Well, Jesus, help me here, Lord. I hope I can do this." They were thoroughly convinced, completely convinced that what they had within them, they were complete in him. And they were his messenger set out to do the same works that he did, because this was the mandate put upon them. Go do this. Go heal the sick. God wants us well. So we got to change our focus sometimes. We got to get our eyes off of this and get our eyes on what this word says and who we are in Christ. The natural nature that we have already. Let's act naturally. Amen. Let's just act naturally, right? Yes. I'm a messenger of Jesus Christ. I did have an opportunity. I just want to, just a little side note. I was at work last week, and someone comes up to me, and she says, "Well, I'm getting ready to go to the doctor because I think I have a pulled Achilles, and I don't know if I'm going to have surgery. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm going to the doctor." And I'm listening to her, and I says, "Can I pray for you?" She says, "Yes, people are willing. They are willing." She says, "You can always pray for me. People are very willing if you just ask. Don't be afraid to step out and ask." So we prayed. We prayed there would be no surgery. We prayed God's healing power in the name of Jesus. And this was on a Friday, so I didn't see her until the next week. But she came, and she's got this big, well, you can't really see her smile because we have to wear masks at work. But you could see it in her eyes. You know, she says, "I got to let you know, no surgery. I don't have to have surgery." She says, "I'm just going to exercise it, just loosen it up." It's because we do a lot of walking. We do a lot of heavy lifting and pulling things. And so she says, "It's all good." So she says, "Thank you." You know, that's the divine nature in action. If we just let it go and not be afraid. Well, what if it doesn't happen? Don't go there. Just don't go there. You know? Don't go there. I always used to go there. It's not me that does anything. It's God that does it. If we say, "What if it doesn't happen?" we're putting ourselves in the mix. Yeah. We're putting our nature, our sin nature in the mix, our fear and doubt in the mix. Let God be God and let him flow through us. So let's get back to this. The divine nature in action. So Peter and John, here they are. Look at us. Verse 5, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. "Oh, you want me to look at you because you got something for me? Yeah, We got something for you. We sure do. Peter says, silver and gold I do not have. That's worldly. That's earthly. I don't have that. But what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. This is what Peter had to give him. The divine nature of God. The Word of God in authority and in power. They've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. The place was shaken when the Holy Spirit came. God came in a force and filled that place where they were sitting. Cloven tongues of fire was set upon them. Boldness entered into these disciples. And now they're going out and they're doing exactly what Jesus did without fear. They're allowing the nature of God to just flow through them and out of them. He took him by the right hand and he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So this man went from not walking, from being a beggar at the temple doors. So he leaping up, I would, man, for sure, leaping up, stood and walked, entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. This man was so excited, but imagine how Peter and John felt. Do you know what it feels like when you lay hands on somebody and you see them healed? It's exciting because you feel the pleasure of God is what you're feeling. You're feeling the joy of the Lord for people. You're seeing his hand working through your hand. He says, who can I use? Lord, send me. We need to volunteer and say, Lord, send me. Step out and just be willing to walk on the waters. Lord, call me. Just call me. And he always will. He'll just say, come. Come, I'll go with you. You're not going to be by yourself. You'll never be alone. So this divine nature in action. Peter and John are acting naturally. We're going to go to another place. We're going to go to Acts chapter 14. Something very similar happened with Paul. Paul is out preaching. He's on his first missionary journey with Barnabas. And they're at Iconium. At Lystra. And in verse 8, what they've been doing, if you look in verse 7, just what Jesus did, preaching the gospel there. They're just preaching the gospel. They're preaching this good news. They're just letting people know and have an understanding of the good news of God and what he has done. 8, and in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. Here we have another very similar situation, but this is Paul now. This man heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, this man grabbed on to this gospel that Paul was preaching, and it became alive within him. It stirred him up inside of himself, and Paul seeing it, and Paul seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet," and he leaped and walked. Paul is just acting naturally. He's just releasing the divine nature of God, the divine power of God. The divine power is that power is that dunamis, which is that miracle-working power that came on the day of Pentecost. Amen. That's what it is. It's the miracle-working power of God. He released it. He had it. He knew he had it. He possessed it. He's a partaker with God. We're partakers. We're joint heirs with Christ. Amen. Yes. Who's a joint heir with Jesus Christ? If you're born again, you are. It's just, you just are. Because his spirit has come to dwell within you. You are a partaker with Christ. You are a joint heir. Joint heir means you are joined together in the same manner. You have the same portion, is what that means. It blows my mind. I don't know. It does. It just blows my mind that I can be partakers with this Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and do what he did. See, that's the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, so that we can see people restored. That's God's heart. It's not his will that any should perish. Amen. It's not his will that people are dying and can't function and can't go to work and can't provide and can't have a life that is full of life and godliness, the God kind of life and godliness. But we can help people. We can do that. And you already have within yourself that same portion, because you received of that divine nature, because you were born again of that incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which is God's Word that never fades away, it never decays, it never changes. It doesn't change. It's firm and fixed. It's a firm foundation. If we go back just real quick, we're going to go back to 2 Peter, where we started at. Second Peter chapter 1, again. There's a couple of little tiny words in there that we think, you know, sometimes these little tiny words are just maybe insignificant, but they're powerhouses. In verse 1, it says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by, here's one of those little words, by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That word by means it's a fixed position. It can't be changed. It's totally fixed and immovable. We might, through fear and doubt, not receive of it and take it, but it's immovable. It's always there. It's always ours. We get our minds renewed, and then we begin to stand on that firm foundation and walk in it. What that verse is saying is God has provided to us through his own righteousness, his own sinless nature, his own holiness and purity, his righteousness. And through that righteousness, we have become partakers of his divine power and divine nature, because we have received of that incorruptible seed. Through is another one of those little words that means the same thing. It's a fixed position. It can't be changed. So I want to know, who needs healing? It's already done. It's already been accomplished. Sometimes we need somebody to pray with us and agree with us. And what we do when the prayer minister comes forward is just agree with what God has already done and is already seated and placed within you. It's already there. So we're going to agree with what the Word of God says and who we are. And healing is the natural course for us as Christians. Healing is ours.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Judy, you're healed. Amen. You are healed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Dan, healing is there. It's already there. It's already within you. What we're going to do when we pray is, as I said, just release what is already there. Come on up, Pat. Pat's going to be our prayer minister today. And she knows the Word of God and who she is in Christ. But you know who you are in Christ, because you have been born again of incorruptible seed, and you have within you God's divine nature. What is natural to God is natural to you because he lives within you. I and my Father will come to you and we will live inside of you. If Jesus is living within me, if Father God is living within me, all I got to do is receive of what's already within me. I've been born again. You've been born again. You've been made new. You are a new creation, a brand new creation, which means you have never, you've never existed before like that. This is something that is brand new. The old was completely done away. All things have become new. All things, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally,
amen.
All things have become new. We just need to know what this says. And we're going to release it. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to have you come up. And I want you to, you know, be able to receive of God. And just receive. Just receive. Don't let your mind get in the way. Don't let the doctor's report get in the way, okay? Don't let what someone else has said to you get in the way. Don't let what you've always seen in your family line get in the way. Because when you go to the doctor, they're going to have you fill out this report. Okay, are you prone to anyone in your family? Do you have this issue? And they want you to check all those boxes. I'll say, no, that's not me. My nature is not that DNA. My nature is the DNA of heaven above. That is my DNA. That is your DNA. Because divine, that incorruptible seed is the seed of God, the word of God. Just like that plant goes out, you plant that little seed in the ground and it grows and it brings forth according to what the intelligence in the seed brings forth. If it's a tree, it's going to bring forth a tree. Well, the divine nature of God through God's incorruptible seed, his seed that comes, and there's this, it takes place within us, just like when you're having a baby. There's a conception when you're born again.
Yes.
That's what that means. There's a conception. He's joined with you now. And he's the determining factor, not you. He's the determining factor. So let's just trust God to do what he wants to do and what he's already done. It's already done 2,000 years ago, right? On that cross, 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid the price and he took stripes on his back. By his stripes, I am healed. He bore my sicknesses. He bore my diseases. He bore my pains and my griefs and my sorrows. He took it all upon himself, not just for one person or not just for that period of time, but for all of eternity, because he is an eternal God. This is eternal life, that we would know, that they would know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. John 17:3, eternal life is yours right now because you are in fellowship. To know means intimacy. You are in intimate fellowship with the Father right now. So let's receive of that eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we do thank you for your word that you have given to us, whereby we can live a wonderful life, a healthy and a whole life. It's your desire that we are made whole, spirit, soul, and body. That we are healed completely and without measure. That beyond what we can ask or think is what you do according to the power that already works within us. So Holy Spirit, we're going to release your power to do these things because you dwell within us and we are complete in you already in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.